Welcome to Control Plus Talk. I'm Anthony, and with me is Kate. And today we're going to be diving into the world of AI.
Sounds good.
Specifically, XAI, pronounced XAI, and their latest creation, Grok 3.
Yeah, this new AI model, it's certainly generating a lot of buzz, some pretty bold claims out there about its capabilities.
Yeah, Elon Musk never wanted to shy away from a dramatic statement. He's calling Grok 3 scary smart, and potentially the last AI that will be superior to future Grok models. Now, whether that's just hype or a sign of a genuine leap forward is exactly what we're going to try to unpack today.
Right, and from what we're seeing in these early reports, XAI is putting Grok 3 head-to-head with some serious competition.
Oh, yeah.
OpenAI's ChatGPT and even China's DeepSeek and early testing suggest that Grok 3 is exceeding expectations. It's outscoring these rivals on standardized tests in math, in science, and even coding.
Wow. Those are some serious benchmarks, and it sounds like they're not just stopping at academic tests. They've also unveiled Deep Search, which they're touting as a next-generation search engine. I mean, if it lives up to the hype, that alone could be a game-changer.
Absolutely, and it's fascinating to see how XAI is approaching accessibility, too.
Okay.
Premium X, formerly Twitter subscribers in the U.S., are going to get access to Grok 3 right away, but they've also set up separate web and app subscriptions, so it's not limited to just the X platform.
Okay. That's a pretty aggressive rollout. It seems like they're aiming to make Grok 3 very widely available, which makes sense given the growing public interest in AI tools. But this raises a question for me. How will the user experience compare to existing platforms like ChatGPT?
That's a great question. I guess only time will tell, but it's certainly a strategic move by XAI to try to capture a large user base early on. Of course, we have to acknowledge that Elon Musk has a history of, shall we say, setting high expectations.
Oh, yeah. Remember the whole unbreakable window incident with the Cybertruck?
Exactly. So it's natural that there's some skepticism swirling around Grok 3.
Right.
And whether it can truly deliver on all this hype.
Especially with such fierce competition in the AI market.
Very true. The AI landscape is incredibly dynamic. You know, OpenAI's ChatGPT set a pretty high bar, and DeepSeek, despite facing restrictions on access to high-end GPUs from NVIDIA, is managing to produce a model that's said to be competitive with OpenAI. So it's a tight race.
Speaking of competition, I'm really curious about the resources XAI is throwing behind this project. They have this Colossus supercomputer, initially powered by a staggering 100,000 NVIDIA GPUs just for training Grok 3.
Yes, and they've actually doubled that GPU cluster since then.
Wow.
That's an immense amount of computing power dedicated to AI development.
It's mind-boggling to think about all that processing power working away on Grok 3. But you know what I find interesting is that XAI is very upfront about Grok 3 still being in beta. They're acknowledging that there will be imperfections.
Right.
Musk himself has said they're working on improvements practically every day.
Every day.
He's even hinting at future plans for voice assistants, which could revolutionize how we interact with AI.
Absolutely. They seem to be embracing the iterative nature of AI development, viewing Grok 3 as a constantly evolving entity rather than a finished product. And it seems they're inviting users to be part of that journey.
Before we dive deeper into those future possibilities, let's take a quick moment to acknowledge our sponsor, Albion.is, a DevOps consultancy company that can help businesses navigate the complex world of digital transformation.
Yes, if you're interested in harnessing the power of AI for your organization, Albion.is can help you develop a strategy that aligns with your goals.
All right, now back to the scary smart Grok 3. One thing that really jumped out at me in the articles was Musk's emphasis on this AI's ability to learn from its mistakes.
Yes, that's a key point. He claims that Grok 3 uses these learning experiences to improve its logical consistency. That's a potentially significant development in AI.
Now, this part about learning from mistakes, that's something I'm really curious about. Can you explain how that works?
Well, traditionally, AI models have struggled with retaining older information when learning new things. It's a bit like they overwrite previous knowledge, which can lead to inconsistencies in their reasoning.
Ooh.
But if Grok 3 can truly learn from its mistakes and retain that knowledge, it could result in a much more robust and adaptable AI system. Yeah, it would be a significant step towards creating AI that is less prone to errors and capable of more complex reasoning.
It almost sounds like they're talking about Grok 3 having a form of self-awareness. Is that even possible for an AI?
That's a big question. It's still being debated among AI researchers.
Yeah.
Some believe that true self-awareness or consciousness is beyond the reach of current AI technology.
So it's more about the AI being able to identify and correct errors in its own processing rather than having a sense of self.
Exactly. It's about improving the AI's ability to reason and learn effectively.
It still makes you wonder, though. As AI models like Grok 3 become increasingly sophisticated, how close are we getting to what we might consider thinking machines?
That's a fascinating philosophical question, and it's one that we'll probably continue grappling with as AI technology advances.
Well, let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute and talk about some of the practical implications of Grok 3. One thing that came up in the articles was the concern about potential job displacement as AI becomes more capable.
Right, that's a valid concern. Automation is already having an impact on various industries, and the rise of advanced AI like Grok 3 could accelerate that trend.
So what can people do to prepare for this shift?
I think it's crucial to focus on developing skills that complement AI rather than trying to compete with it. You know, we need to think about the tasks that are uniquely human, those requiring creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence.
It sounds like a call for adaptation rather than resistance.
Exactly. We need to view AI as a tool that can augment our abilities and create new opportunities, but it's also important to consider the potential societal impacts as well.
Absolutely. One article I read touched on the massive amounts of data used to train these AI models. I mean, doubling the size of their GPU cluster suggests that xAI is processing a huge volume of information for Grok 3.
Yeah, data is the fuel that powers AI. And as models become more complex, the demand for data grows exponentially.
Right.
This raises important questions about the sources of that data and how it's being used.
It's like the old saying, garbage in, garbage out, right? If you train an AI on flawed or biased data, its outputs will reflect those flaws.
Precisely. We need to ensure that the data used to train AI models is representative, accurate, and ethically sourced. Transparency is also essential. We need to understand how these models are being trained and what data they are using if we want to trust their outputs.
It seems like the development of AI raises a whole host of important considerations, not just about the technology itself, but also about its impact on society.
It's a multifaceted issue that requires careful thought and discussion.
This has been a really insightful conversation, but before we wrap things up, I'd love to get your perspective on one more thing. Musk has been pretty vocal about the potential dangers of AI, even calling for regulation. Yet here he is leading the charge with Grok 3, which he describes as scary smart. What are your thoughts on that seeming contradiction? It seems like a bit of a paradox, being both excited about the potential of AI and wary of its risks.
I think that tension reflects the reality of where we are with AI development. There's enormous potential for good, you know, in healthcare, scientific discovery, and countless other fields. But there are also valid concerns about unintended consequences, particularly as these models become more powerful and autonomous.
So how do we navigate this uncertain terrain? What should our listeners be thinking about as they encounter AI like Grok 3 in their daily lives?
I think it's crucial to approach AI with a discerning eye. Don't blindly accept the hype or the fear-mongering. Do your research, ask critical questions, and form your own informed opinions.
That's great advice for engaging with any new technology, but especially important with AI, given its potential to reshape so many aspects of our world.
Exactly. We need to be active participants in shaping the future of AI, not passive bystanders. That means engaging in conversations about responsible development, demanding transparency from the companies creating these technologies, and thinking critically about how we want AI to be integrated into our lives.
It's not just about understanding how AI works, but also about understanding how it's being used and what implications that has for society as a whole.
Precisely. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for different purposes. It's up to us to ensure that AI is developed and used in ways that benefit humanity.
So to wrap things up, what's one key takeaway you'd like our listeners to ponder as they navigate this increasingly AI-driven world?
I think the most important thing is to remember that the future of AI is not predetermined. It's being shaped by the choices we make today. By engaging in these critical conversations, demanding transparency and ethical development, and approaching AI with a healthy dose of curiosity and skepticism, we can help steer its course in a positive direction.
That's a great point to end on. The future of AI is a story that's still being written, and we all have a role to play in shaping the narrative. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Grok 3 and the evolving world of AI.
It's been a fascinating discussion, and as always, we encourage you to stay curious, keep learning, and keep asking those important questions.